This is Talk to the Experts on 770 CHQR. I'm Randy Sharman. Today we're talking with Gary Vanderleek. He's an engineer designer of the Van Gauley First Shake Roof System. Gary, you mentioned in the last segment there's this trend going towards steel roofing. What did you mean by that?
So what's taken place over the last number of years is the two driving factors primarily, I think, is what's pushing it. People are tired of replacing roofs time and time again. And so with a steel roof system, the longevity is there. There's also the second factor, which is the green side of things. So you have the ability to recycle that product. You can recycle asphalt shingles to a certain degree. But at the same time, more effective, more efficient to use metal in that process. Towards eco-friendly. And so this trend has been growing over the years. It used to be very seldom that you'd see a metal roof. You'd see them occasionally on cottages and stuff. And so that trend has developed also because of the technical changes. So engineers, designers started coming out with stamped products that looked a little bit more like either metal tile, or sorry, that looked like tile. The metal looked like was shaped to look like a metal tile. Also shaped to look a little bit like cedar or slate. But these panels are fairly large. And so we took a little bit different approach. But just backing up a little bit, The original metal panels that they put on were put on what we would call with a bolt or a top fastener. Some of them we were even just nailed on with a rubber seat. Some of the older folks would probably remember that. So what we have is this evolution of improved product and the adoption because of look and also the technical side. And so, like I said, we've just taken it one step further into the look, the ease of installation, and the benefit. So this trend now, North America-wide, the average now is one out of every 10 roofs that are going on are actually metal. And I use the word metal because there's aluminum, and then there's steel, and then there's galvalume, which is mixed alloys. And so this is a little bit technical, but at the end of the day, you have metal or metallic product being introduced into the marketplace and being accepted on a broader scale because of all of these advantages. And so the advantage that we have over and above from our standpoint and for the consumer and the let them decide is the look and the size of those pieces that are going on are identical in shape and size to a shake. And how this works, and we talked a little about this before in the engineering and the design, we said we want to make this easy for roofers to install. And So we ask a roofer, do you want to put up a 30-foot long panel, or do you want to put on a piece of panel that's only 24 inches long? What's easier on a windy day in Medicine Hat Electric?
Yeah.
And so safer to install, easier to install. There's also another technical factor. You have mass expansion contraction with metals. And so on a standard run, 20-foot run of roof, you'll have up to a quarter to a half an inch, depending on the type of metal, expansion and contraction. So this is movement happening, which effectively damages the fasteners, which creates leaks. And so with this mini panel, this 24-inch piece, that is almost completely negligible because it's such a tiny piece. And then you add to that the thermal break that we have, which is the EPS filler, and now you have no thermal transfer going on in or out of these roof systems. So hot, sunny day, average old school roof, you could cook an egg on that thing just like you could on an asphalt roof. And now we have these PVDF paint finishes, highly reflective. And in addition to that, we have this EPS filler sandwiched inside of there. So there's no heat transfer from the top of that metal panel / that shake, metal shake, into the attic space. And the reverse also happens in the winter when people crank up the heat and the snow melts on the roof because the attic is now warm. Transfer of heat through onto the upper side of the roof system runs down, freezes, causes ice damage, and all kinds of chaos. So this thermal property is almost identical to a piece of cedar.